And of course, I remember when they used to call the porches, they didn't speak of porch, they called it a veranda or a piazza. Our family called them piazzas. Well, always if they were double. It's called a piazza. It's Italian, of course.
One man told me they called them pizers.
Yeah, the people who know it better.
The piazza.
Let's go sit on the piazza, you know. It's piazza. And what else you did?
Before they had indoor plumbing, did you have a...
Yeah, they had an outside toilet. That looks like one over there, but it's not. That's the pump house. I told my son when he rebuilt it, put what I could walk in. But yeah, we had the... Well, I can tell you what people of pride said, you know. The garden house. The garden house.
My grandmother said the chick's house.
Said what?
The chick sales.
Chick sales?
Yes.
We call it the garden house, you know, the outside toilet. And I remember the job to clean them, you know, we use Lysol and lime and things like that. Disinfect.
Then how about some tools? Like, after you plow, would you have another thing that you'd have to pull across to?
Yeah, we had what we called a harrow. A harrow to kind of level off the field.
It had sort of like forks.
Little forks on it to kind of drag along. You have to have hold it up. But we also had a harrow that had little spokes on it, and we'd double and we'd drag it, or we'd have done that since we had tractors to level the field off. And then we had corn planters that were horse-drawn, and cotton planters that were horse-drawn, and fertilizer distributors that were horse-drawn. I've got a lot of that stuff, but I've got it stored in an old barn where my mother owned. I just don't have anywhere to display it. But I've got a lot of that I've saved, and one horse plows, and two horse plows, and that sort of thing. I've got several kinds of cotton planters. And then we'd have a corn planter we could use also to plant beans. And we had plates that we put in there, different size for planting, depending upon how close you wanted to plant it.
What about something that you could pull behind the mule to carry tools or equipment, plows or something on?
Well, we had a one-horse cart, and then we also had a drag, a horse-drawn drag. And we also, at one time, had those drags that we used for tobacco, and had stakes on them, and cloth, had bags around on them, and put the leaves in there, in the field, and they would drag it to the house. But in an earlier time, we had what were called tobacco trucks. They had little wooden, had wheels on about that large around, four, and a little tongue, and one horse pulled it, one mule. But of late they had used drags, sleigh, kind of a sleigh thing, but they didn't call it sleigh.
Called it a drag.
A drag. The thing that we tied it on, which had to be carried to the barn, it had to be looped on a stick. We call that looping tobacco. Looping, the person that did the looping. You had to know what you were doing. Somebody handed it out of the drag, about three, and then you'd, you know, on each side.
Tie it
on the stick. Tobacco sticks. We've got a lot of sticks up there in the barn now. Some of them are even split sticks that they got back before we had solid sticks. We've got hundreds of them. Split sticks. And then we would